Hello, everybody, and welcome. This is Kate Beeters, your breakthrough success expert, and I want to welcome you to today's podcast. You might want to go grab a pen and paper just for some quick notes. I'm really excited to share this with you because I actually got a huge aha, so I know you all will too, and it's a pretty cool topic. So welcome to everybody who is new, and welcome to my current community. Happy to have you here. And as I just want to remind you all too that if you are at the place where you are looking for some extra assistance in your career, in your business, and you're looking to hire a coach, or you're thinking about hiring a coach, an expert, please reach out to my team, info@katebeeters.com. That's info@katebeeters.com, and my team can help connect you so we can set up a time to talk. So today's topic is about really, you know, asking if you want to find out your purpose. 10 questions the experts want you to ask yourself today. Okay, so everyone's got their paper? So first things first, did you know my mom was a gourmet cook? And it's true, and of course I'm really happy it was true. My parents were engaged 6 weeks after meeting, and my mom went to a gourmet cooking school promptly after that. And she took so much joy in entertaining, from setting the tables to look like something from House Beautiful magazine to delicious, enticing food she served that could really outstar any five-star restaurant. And in her last year, she planned several parties for the community where she lived. And my mom loved holidays, and she decided to host several parties to explain Hanukkah and then Purim to her neighbors who were unfamiliar with these Jewish holidays. So for the Hanukkah party, she made hundreds of potato lakis, and those are pancakes for those of you who don't know, and she lit the menorah while telling the story of Hanukkah. And more recently, she and my sister had made 750 delicious cookies. These are called Hamantaschen, and they're triangle-shaped cookies. They are so delicious, as a side note, and they made them in three different flavors, apple, apricot, and blueberry. And store-bought fillers were not allowed by her standards. So each of these fillings were handmade along with the dough, and they actually spent 2 days making these delicious cookies for her celebratory party. And my mom was so excited about both these parties for months beforehand. It was all she could talk about, and she planned and talked about them with excitement for months in advance. And I know that this purpose helped extend her life. And for those of you who aren't aware, my mom passed away just a few weeks ago. So just to let you all know, if you weren't aware. So a lot of teachers talk about finding your purpose and how to find it. And what I want to focus in on this article is why, more than ever, it's crucial for you to have this clarity. And so the question I have for you, first of all, is did you know that having a purpose in life lowers your risk of Alzheimer's disease and mild cognitive impairment? Okay, so I want to repeat that because this is huge. That by having a purpose in life, it lowers your risk of Alzheimer's disease and mild cognitive impairment. And I'll bet if you were like me, you previously thought that if you had your purpose, that it would give you more clarity while helping you build a more successful business. And that is true. That belief is true. However, an article from General Psychiatry actually, which was written in 2010, did this critical study over a 10-year period, and they found that this powerful brain effect by having a purpose. So these are the 10 most important questions that were asked of participants. Okay, first one is, I feel good when I think about what I have done in the past and what I hope to do in the future. I'll repeat that. I feel good when I think about what I have done in the past and what I hope to do in the future. Second question is, I live one day at a time and do not think about the future. I live one day at a time and do not think about the future. Third question, I tend to focus on the present because the future nearly always brings me problems. So I tend to focus on the present because the future nearly always brings me problems. The fourth question, I have a sense of direction and purpose in life. I have a sense of direction and purpose in life. Number five, my daily activities often seem unimportant and trivial to me. So my daily activities often seem unimportant and trivial to me. Six is, I used to set goals, but now that seems like a waste of time. I used to set goals, but now that seems like a waste of time. Seven is, I enjoy making plans for the future, and working them to a reality. So I enjoy making plans for the future and working them to a reality. Number 8 is I am an active person in carrying out the plans I set for myself. I'm an active person in carrying out the plans I set for myself. Number 9, some people wander aimlessly through life, but I am not one of them. Some people wander aimlessly through life, but I am not one of them. And the last question, I sometimes feel I have done all there is to do in life. I sometimes feel I've done all there is to do in life. So those were the 10 questions that they asked these participants over 10 years. As you can see, some are looking for a positive answer and some they're looking for a negative. So I want you to start asking yourself these questions and look and see what your answers are. So if you haven't discovered your purpose, then how do you find it? Well, there are all sorts of books and quizzes out there to help. However, I firmly believe that your purpose is tied up with your brilliance. And I've seen this over and over again with myself and with my clients. And by the term brilliance, I'm referring to when you feel in flow. Everything becomes more natural to you and makes sense. You'll say something, and it was just so amazing that you wish somebody had recorded it to save. And it's really what lights you up. You could do this thing morning, noon, and night, even if you don't get paid for it, but I want you to get paid for it. So check in with yourself and uncover what your brilliance is and find the cross-section. And a warning for you, your brilliance isn't necessarily what you are good at. Okay, I want to just repeat that because that's really huge. Your brilliance isn't necessarily what you are good at. And so people often mistake that. They mistake the two. They intermingle them, and they end up creating lives that don't make them happy. Now, sometimes what we are brilliant at is right in front of our eyes, but we often don't see it. So if you want help figuring that out, I'm really good at it, please contact my team, and let's set up a call. And so you want to contact my team, info@katebeaters.com. That's info@katebeaters.com. So until we meet again, be brilliant.